VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. China on Sunday summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing in order to lodge a strong protest over the arrest of a Chinese technology executive in Canada and the United States' demand that she be extradited to the U.S. to stand trial on fraud charges. Vice Foreign Minister summoned U.S. Ambassador Terry Branstad a day after calling in the Canadian ambassador to protest the arrest of Meng Wanzhou at the U.S.'s behest at the Vancouver airport on December 1st. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said in a statement that the Vice Foreign Minister told Branstad the actions of the U.S. seriously violated the lawful and legitimate rights of the Chinese citizen and by their nature were, quote, extremely nasty. France's foreign minister on Sunday urged President Trump not to interfere in French politics following Trump's tweets on weeks of protests in Paris. The foreign minister said, "We do not take domestic American politics into account, and we want that to be reciprocated. I say this to Donald Trump, and the French president says it too. Leave our nation be." A British man who was exposed to the deadly nerve agent Novichok says he is struggling with his eyesight and mobility and fears the poison will kill him within a decade. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Charlie Rowley, who's 45 years old, fell ill in June near Salisbury, England, after coming into contact with a nerve agent that was used months earlier to attack former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Rowley, Skripal and his daughter survived, but Rowley's partner Dawn Sturges, who's also exposed, died in the hospital. Rowley told the Sunday Mirror newspaper that he was back in the hospital for treatment because he was going blind and unable to use one arm.
This is VOA News.